Speak. This is the audience.
Last tour. How do you are English? منادي سيدي ما لا روح ما سبحان الله ما لا جارج الله أتي الله وأتي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أول أمر منكم Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was adorned with the most beautiful adornments.
Finish? No, continue. Explain why.
He came to teach people good character. Oh! He came to show people the way back to their Lord Almighty.
And what as Farhad is crying?
Subhanallah.
You are speaking, he's crying.
Astaghfirullah.
The jandi is coming in my head. Except me and I cry both. Now I begin to cry. Let us see who is this sir.
Allah.
In his ear, Allah.
Allah. Astaghfirullah.
Are you crying or laughing?
Astaghfirullah.
Come, sit here.
Alhamdulillah.
Sign the left.
Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah.
Hey, continue. Adornment.
He sent people in every time to show that way.
You know why he's crying?
Do you know better, Sayyidi?
He said to himself, I spent 30 years with Mawlana Sheikh, I didn't reach Bahadin's level.
Astaghfirullah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Yalla Nuh, continue from your side also.
Stop.
Astaghfirullah!
Shu Tahir, you are crying also? What's going on? Ajali.
Bismillah.
Crying also? Sayyid Ali. Huh? Where is Trumbo?
First off, Allah!
You are crying also? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, hatta yarda Sayyidina Muhammad. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah!
وأطيعوا الرسول
أستغفر الله.
Prophet, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله. He said, Sayyidina Muhammad, that two sentences or two words, they are very light on the tongue to mention them, but they are very heavy in the scale in Judgment Day. You recite them, they erase all his sins. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أستغفر الله. These are very, very heavy in the scale.
Allah
likes to be praised with that. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. We are praising and saying سبحان الله, amazed of his hamd, that to be thankful to him of what he has given us,
Allah!
Of life, of wealth, of everything that you asked, Allah has given. Allah knows best how much he gives everyone. There are some people, Allah gives them in a huge amount. There are some people, Allah gives them in small amounts. And there are some people who are in between.
Subhanallah!
Everyone depends on how much he will be given from Allah's endless knowledge and will. You cannot get more than what He divided for you or He gave you. Even one penny more you cannot get. What He written for you, you are getting. What He did not write, you never get. Then Subhanallah al-Azim, when we are saying we are amazed with His greatness. His greatness that everything in it becomes so small as if it's not existing. If you are at the bottom of the mountain, and there is Himalaya mountain, which mountain is the highest in the world?
Everest.
How many meters? 5,000?
8,000.
8,000. So if you stand at the bottom and someone look from far away, what you see? Can see you? You are nothing compared to that mountain. Doesn't need to explain about you anything.
Subhanallah!
With the mountain existence, you don't exist. You are nothing.
Subhanallah!
So when we say Subhanallah al-Azim, we are amazed of Allah's greatness, means anything, this whole universe, compared to His greatness, is considered zero.
Astaghfirullah!
Not even absolute. What is smaller? Zero or epsilon? Physics. Zero. So epsilon is the smallest that you can describe something. Zero is nothing.
Subhanallah.
So in front of Allah's greatness, that zero, we are zero. In His greatness, in the beautiful name Al-Azim, أو القادر. العليم. No knowledge in front of his knowledge. In front of the knowledge of the attributes, not the knowledge of the essence. The essence cannot be described except just through the beautiful names and attributes. And you have to know that the greatness, whenever we say something is great, the greatness means it feeds continuity of greatness. It's not one time great and that's it. It's in every moment is expanding. Allah's greatness is always that manifestation of that beautiful name is showing more and more. So means every beautiful name is describing the essence in different way. The names are describing what? Not the essence? So when we say Allah, Allahu Akbar, means that essence has no limits, always is in continuous creativity. Through all these different names you can explain, you can describe. So means the greatness at that moment that the essence manifested out, that greatness, in the moment that comes after, that first greatness that has been manifested out through the essence becomes like zero to the second greatness that comes out. So, as one coming after another, because it feeds always continuity. There is all Allah beautiful. It's not for one limited time or one time you say it and that's it. It's always expanding. So the greatness is always expanding. As it is expanding, the greatness before become very small compared to the greatness coming after. That is the greatness of the greatness. So that's what we cannot understand. It's impossible for anyone to understand. If something relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatness, that's why when you say subhanallah al-azim,
subhanallah
al-azim, you are stunned on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is being described. So as soon as you are stunned, you don't know what to do, you say astaghfirullah ya rabbi tawfi wa rajatu ilayk. That's why subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, astaghfirullah. So every beautiful name and attribute of these beautiful names and attributes that are infinite of in number, they are always being and continuously grow expanding. That's why awliyaullah they are able to extract knowledge in every moment from these beautiful names that they are appearing and manifesting themselves out every moment. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you knew what I knew, you would have smiled a little bit and you would have cried a lot.
Subhanallah.
So instead in our lives we are smiling a lot.
Astaghfirullah.
And we are crying a little bit. Although Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you are going to cry more and smile a little bit.
Subhanallah.
Because crying a lot has two meanings. Crying of what you have done
Allah!
Of mistakes, and you like to fix that mistakes because you have breached your contract.
Oh,
as Allah! You said before in previous session, and now you want to clear it up and to clean it and to become better. Or crying, there is another type of crying.
Hey.
Crying out of joy. People, when they're happy, they cannot control their emotion, they cry. If they face something that in their lives that was changing their lives into a better life, they begin to cry, isn't it? So these two kind of tears,
Subhanallah,
Allah likes them. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you knew what I knew, you would smile a little bit, but you cry a lot. Now cry out of joy that what Allah's mercy is going to give to me, to give to you, and crying of what you have done of sin,
and being
in Allah's presence in the judgment day, what we are going to say. We are going to say this or to say that. That's why we need guides to guide us to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless you. Said that we have to be very very understanding the tricks of the ego.
Hey.
Or else we will be falling into the trap of Shaitan. Because Shaitan, he was able to come to Adam alayhi salam. He's not able to come to us.
Hey.
It's very simple that he comes to us and trick us. Maulana Sheikh Nazim one time was saying a story that there was a very well representative of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, a senior one, that he is of high level. And
hey,
whatever you know, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani is not a normal person.
Subhanallah.
The highest awliya that he was out in his time.
Subhanallah.
He has a senior murid that when he speaks, he give lecture, he give association, give advice or guide people. He was in the level of guidance, irshad.
Oh.
I explained yesterday the difference between irshad and between advice. Most of those representative of Maulana Sheikh Nazim today, senior mulis, are of the level of nasiha, advice.
Allah.
And I'll explain that, what is that meaning. But irshad is completely different. Guidance to the...
Hey!
To your trust. They cannot guide you to your trust. They can advise you of what they know. So that... murid of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was a very well-known person, and whenever he sit and speak, people feel birds coming over them. They feel these kind of birds. They feel them and they smell them.
Subhanallah.
Flying over. everyone knows that this is something not it's unusual. And that he, when he speaks, he begins to speak, these birds coming over. Birds are described in tasawwuf, in tariqah, when someone is going to be given his trust.
Subhanallah!
Cannot be given his trust without the approval of Prophet ﷺ, approval of the Shaykh, and must be present Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband. If one of them is not present, that approval is not correct, is not complete.
Subhanallah!
So if the Shaykh gives the trust without appearance of Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband, it's not complete. If gives without appearance of Prophet, it's not complete. They have that line must have be there through these three. So when the Shaykh see his murids reaching the level that he will get his trust and amanat, he will call him and sit on his knees, both of them facing each other. His amanat. And Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband has to be there. So when Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband appeared, he appeared with him, around him, all awliya of Naqshbandi Sufi order, of the Naqshbandi order. And they come on the image of birds, white birds. Because that murid is not yet able to see, is not able yet to see the spirituality of this awliya, he will faint.
Subhanallah!
Or he will die.
Allah.
So they come as a picture of birds.
Hey.
And as Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband appeared, they appeared with their picture, with their reality.
Subhanallah.
After that, Prophet ﷺ's spirituality appeared as a green bird. A green. And all prophets has to appear with Prophet ﷺ. 124,000 prophets appear as birds.
Subhanallah.
Then the murid can be able to see at that time the reality and or rawhaniyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that representative of Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani, as soon as he speaks, these birds come, these awliyas come. And they fill the place, and people can feel them and smell them. So one of the his son that even look even yani it's he is showing how much the ego is so difficult to train. Even the son who was, as Maulana said, who was higher 7 levels from his father, who is giving the, who is the senior murid and giving the sahba, his son is higher than him in ilmu zahir, in the knowledge of sharia 7 times.
Subhanallah.
He is higher. So even the son to the father, because the son sees himself knows more than his father.
Subhanallah.
He is saying that if I sit instead of my father and speak, must be more birds will come and more appearances and manifestation will come. So that was all in his heart. that if they let me to speak, I show them how much I will have influence over the students. That's ilm al-zahir only, which is, if it is not connected with the knowledge of spirituality, it's dry.
Allah!
As if you are pouring water to the tree to grow up.
Hey.
In reality, you are not pouring anything. It's only showing that you are pouring with the pitcher, but there is no water there. Almul haqa'iq, you are really giving that water to these needs to these individuals to raise them up to become green in their life.
Hey.
So one day, the father was sick, so he was not giving a talk, so the son went and sat on the chair.
Astaghfirullah!
And he said, now I'm going to show them how much it's going to be a big difference when I speak. Because my knowledge, 7 levels higher than my father. He sat and he began to speak and speak and people sleeping.
Allahu Akbar!
No one anymore is awake.
Subhanallah.
So he looked. He saw everyone sleeping. I'm 7 levels higher than my father, and everyone sleeping. And he is lower than me in his knowledge, and not only awake, but they are feeling and smelling these birds that they are coming and going through their vibrations. He went to his father and he said, my father, I have a question. I am higher than you 7 levels in knowledge. And when I am speaking, I was speaking in your absence, everyone was sleeping. But when you speak not from my knowledge, you speak something basic, spiritual thing. Everyone is awake.
Hey.
Everyone is want to hear, and all these vibration, beautiful vibration, is there of Awliya. So why? Must be in my lesson, there must be more Awliya coming. There might be people awake. He said, Ya Waladi, I don't know the answer. Also, humbleness. Go ask Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani. So the son went,
subhanallah,
ask Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani in front of people. He said, Ya Waladi, oh my son, when your father sit on the chair and speak, he doesn't see himself sitting on a chair. He sees himself sitting with the people.
Subhanallah.
Means he lowered his level.
Hey.
To the level of the lowest person in the audience. And he is considering he is speaking first.
Hey.
He is not the one speaking. I am the one speaking. And he is listening and obeying what I am saying through him. And he finds himself that he is in need for that lecture more than everyone listening to him.
Allahu Akbar!
So I am the one speaking, that's why all these vibration and words coming. But when you are speaking,
Allahu
you
Akbar.
Consider yourself with your ego,
that
you know everything, and you are addressing them with your arrogance,
Astaghfirullah.
All of them, they are not interested. You are not speaking anymore to them.
Astaghfirullah.
Sleeping.